So it's good to talk to the Lord. Yes. Amen. How many of you all do talk to him? Yes. Amen. If you talk to him, amen, you will hear him. Yes. Amen. Standing in the need of a blessing. Amen. Amen. I say standing in the need of a blessing. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, a song. Amen. What a song. Amen. Y'all keep on singing like that. Amen. When the choir sings like that, I want y'all to act like they're singing. Amen. 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 Be a witness for him. Amen. Amen. Because you don't have to wait until the benediction. Amen. God can bless you right now. Amen. While you calling him. Bible say, I will answer. Amen, 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 amen. Lift your Bible up, amen, amen. And just repeat after me. Say, Lord, I am now ready to hear your holy word. Open my ear that I may hear. My mind that I may receive and understand. In my eyes that I may see, in my heart that I may be touched by your word. Help me, Lord, to be under the authority of your word. Amen. Amen. I want you to turn to the fifth chapter of the book of St. John. Amen. The fifth chapter of the book of St. John.
Amen, amen.
And begin reading at verse 1. St. John, the fifth chapter, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, wither, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me. And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. I want to talk to you from the theme, do you believe that it's going to happen? On last Sunday, I spoke to you from the theme, believe that it's going to happen. Can I get a witness? And I brought to your attention that God is aware of what's going on in your life. That God is aware of your ups and your downs. Is anybody here today just want to thank God for being aware? Being aware of your situation. He's aware of your failures, your disappointment, depression, the pain in your life. And you know he knows about your struggles. Can I get a witness? Amen. God knows about your problems and frustration. And I say to you this morning, amen, whatever is going on in your life, amen. The song was so right today, amen. Lord, I'm standing in the need of a blessing. Can I get a witness? Amen. I don't know what you are standing in the need of this morning. Amen, amen, amen. But I'm sure that it is some kind of breakthrough that you need in your life. Amen. Something that you need to happen, amen, in your life, to turn some things around in your life. Amen. You know, when you're going through difficulty in life, amen. The mountains seem to be so steep. Amen. The burden seem to be so heavy. The load seem to be endless. Can I get a witness? And sometimes when you look at your life, amen, and you need these different things to happen in your life, the devil, amen, gets busy. Amen, amen. He knows how to interject fear in your life. You can turn the mic down just a little bit. Amen. He knows how to interject fear in your life. Amen. He knows how, and not only does he know how, he will. Amen. He'll talk to you. Amen. He'll tell you you're going to be destroyed. Can I get witness? Amen. He'll tell you you're going to lose your house. Amen. He'll tell you you're not going to have a place to stay. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. He'll tell you you're going to lose everything. Amen. He'll tell you you're going to fall. Can I get a witness? He knows how to make you feel like nothing good is going to come your way. Amen. Amen. Somebody need to speak to me now. Amen. Amen. Because the devil, amen, amen, he doesn't care that you love God. Amen. He doesn't care that you try to treat everybody right. He doesn't care of the good things that are in your house. Amen. And the good things that are in your heart. Amen. He wants you to doubt, amen, that you have a future. Amen. He wants you to feel, amen, that you're not going to get over the hurdle. Amen. Amen. Somebody been praying a long time. Amen. Somebody been dealing with stuff for a long time. Amen. You've been dealing with situation for a long time. And look like the more you pray, the worse things become. And then the enemy begin to say, ain't no need of calling on God. Amen. He doesn't hear you. Ain't no need of going to church. You go in and you come out, you hear the choir sing, and the pastor does his little thing. Can I give a witness? Amen. And nothing is happening. Amen. But I come to tell you today, you got to activate your faith. Can I get a witness? I said, you got to activate your faith. Amen. The Bible said, and let nobody fool you. Amen. The word is true. Amen. We got people here this morning. Amen. Dealing with stuff. Amen. You all dressed up and you're looking good. Amen. Amen. And that's a good thing. Amen. Because you don't have to look like what's going on in your life. Amen. Don't dress, amen, for depression. Amen. Don't dress for failure. Amen. Don't dress for little situation. Amen. Dress, amen, like something gonna bust loose in your life. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Amen. It may be dark in your life, amen, but your faith can be alive. Amen. 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 How many of y'all thank God for people who have been in your life, amen, who have had strong faith? Amen. Who has strong faith? Amen. And I'm coming to tell you and asking you a question, amen, this morning. Amen. Not, amen, what God can do. Amen. But I want to ask you, do you believe? Amen. Do you believe that is going to happen? Amen. I don't mean any disrespect. Amen. Sometimes things ain't happening. Amen. Because God's waiting on you. Amen. 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 Sometimes we say we waiting on God. Amen. That's a good thing. Amen. You got to wait on him. But sometimes he waits on you. Amen. Sometimes he waits until you call his name. Sometimes he waits till you fall on your knee. Sometimes he waits until you cry out to him. Sometimes he waits until you begin to do what you're supposed to do. Can I get a witness? We always want God to do what he's supposed to do, but we don't want to do what we supposed to do. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, don't talk bad about God. Leave my God alone. Amen. I said, leave my God alone. Amen. Because my God is good, and my God is good all the time. He's good in good times, and he's good in bad times. Can I get a witness? I said, can I get a witness? Do you believe that is going to happen? One of the greatest weapons that the devil uses is the weapon of doubt. Can I get a witness? Some people been in the church all their life and don't have enough faith to pray for a headache. Can I get a witness? If you can't pray for a headache, amen, amen. What you going to do for rheumatism and arthritis? And what you going to do for diabetes? And what you going to do for tumor? And what you going to do for cancer? If you don't have enough faith for a headache, amen, how are you going to deal with a mountain in your life? Somebody ought to hear me today. Amen. If you can't praise God when the sun is shining, you can't praise God when food is on the table, when you can't praise God when you got a roof over your head, how you gonna praise him now when you don't have a roof? How you gonna praise him when you don't have food? I come to tell you, you better learn how to activate your faith. Can I get a witness? Say, so can I get a witness? And one thing the devil wants you to do is be in a negative mode, be in a faithless mode. Walk like you don't have faith. Talk like you don't have faith. Act like you don't have faith. You know why some people don't trust God on a daily basis? Because they got doubt. Amen. You know why some people don't give God the glory and give God praise? It's because they don't have faith. Can I get a witness? The Bible says, and will you hear me today, in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, faith cometh about hearing, and hearing cometh about the word of God. Let me tell you, it's all right to listen to Aretha Franklin, but she can't give you faith. Can I get with you? All right to talk about Stephen and the sunshine. Can I get with you? But he can't give you faith. All right to listen to the late Michael Jackson, but he can't build your faith. But when you pick up the word, amen, and you turn to Psalm 23, and you hear the word say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. When you pick up the word, Psalm 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. When you pick up Psalm 27, the Lord is my light. Amen. Amen. When you pick up the word in the 34th Psalm, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about me. Can I get a witness? Somebody will pick him up today. I said somebody will pick him up today. Amen. May you all lay down the newspaper for a while. May you better lay down Stevie for a while. Maybe you better leave the other channels alone and pick up the Holy Ghost channel and build up your faith. Stevie can't help you when the storm is raging. Stevie can't help you when the wind is blowing. I come to tell you today, I come to ask you today, amen, do you believe? I say, do you believe that is going to happen? For you see, it's one thing to tell you to believe, amen, but it comes, amen, to a personal decision, amen. Some things you got to do for yourself, amen. And one thing the devil really takes delight, he takes delight and having a full church of dollars. Can I get with you? You know, we sing songs, amen, but do we really believe what we're singing? Amen. When you say, when you sing, I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. Amen. Amen. Don't act like you're dying right now. Can't get witness. Amen. Don't act like because your situation look like his own death sentence. Amen. Amen. You say you're going to trust him until you die. That means you're going to praise him until you die. That means you're going to praise him till the last breath goes out of your body. That means you're going to praise him when it's dark in your life. Going to praise him when the chips are down. Anybody here today, amen, know that when you praise him, amen, blessings come down. Can I get a witness? Anybody in need of a blessing right now? I say, anybody in need of a blessing right now? Amen. Amen. You got to believe, amen, that God can do what he says. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, if he did it for mother, and he did it for father, and he did it for sister, if he did it for brother, why not you? Don't you know, amen, somebody sung a song this morning, amen, with that Curtis, amen, say, Jesus loved me, amen, amen, yes. Jesus loved me, amen. He don't just love you, amen, but he loved me, amen. He doesn't just bless you, amen, but he blessed me, amen. But you got to believe it. I said you got to believe it, amen. Don't talk doubt, amen, because when you talk doubt, you talk fear. And when you talk fear, it will cramp your life. It will cripple you. It will make you negative. It'll make you grouchy. It'll make you evil. It'll make you mean. Can I get a witness? I come to tell you, do you believe that it is going to happen? You remember the prodigal son? Do you remember that story? You remember when the prodigal son went in the wrong direction? You remember when he left home and when he almost ate with the swine? Can I get witness? But while he was away, his father was praying. Can I get witness? I said, while he was away, while he was on the wrong road, amen, while he was on the wrong track, his father was praying. I come to tell you, mother, come to tell you, father, your child might be on the wrong road, amen, but you got to believe that God can turn him or her around, amen. Any witnesses in the house today, amen, that God is in the turning around business, amen, but you got to act like you believe it. When your child disobey you, amen, and doesn't do what you say, amen, don't give up on your children, amen. I say don't give up on your children. Nobody, you ought to thank God that someone didn't give up on you, amen. You haven't been all right all the time sitting up in here, amen, like you've been perfect, amen. Some of y'all been a big mess, can't get with you, but now God just have blessed you, clean you up, amen, turn you around, dressed you up, amen. And now you're smelling sweet, looking good, walking sharp. Can I get a witness? Somebody ought to thank him today. I said somebody ought to thank him today. I promise I'm not going to preach long, amen, but that's why I tell you, do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Do you believe that God is in the blessing business? Come on and talk to me. Do you believe, amen, that he can put money in your pocket? Do you believe? Do you believe he can help you with your bills? Do you believe he can help you with your mortgage? Do you believe that he can give you a job? Do you believe that he shall supply all your needs? Do you really believe it? Is there anybody here can say, I do believe? Do you believe that all things are possible to him that believe it? Do you believe what the Bible said, that if you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, and you can say to this mountain, mountain, be thou removed, and it will vanish. Maybe some mountains in your life, your house may be a mountain, your children may be a mountain, your job may be a mountain, you may have mountainous experiences, mountainous problem, but do you believe? I said, do you believe that God can handle it? Do you believe that God can work it out? Do you believe that God can fix it? Hallelujah. Do we have anybody here know God as a healer? Can I get a witness? I said, do we have anybody here that know God as a healer? Do we have anybody here that know that God can remove pain and move misery? Oh, can I get a witness? Do we have anybody here that were facing back against the wall and looked like you weren't going to make it, but something inside of you told you to hang in there? Something inside of you told you to hold on. Something inside of you told you God gonna work it out. God gonna fix it. Come on, give him praise. I said, give him a praise. I said, give him a praise. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Now, let me just say something before I go to my text. Because you see, one thing the devil understands. Can I get a witness? He understands how doubt works. Can I get a witness? He understands how negativity works. Can I get a witness? You see, if he can make you negative, amen, if he can make you doubtful, he can make sure that you stay down. Can I get a witness? But one thing he can't stand is when you get faith. And let me tell you, because I want you to understand, the Bible says in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, in the 8th verse, it said, by faith, by grace, are ye saved through faith. If you are a child of God, and if you are a Christian, if you are saved, if you are born again, if you have a relationship with God, you are have faith. Can I get a witness? Because when you came to Jesus, you came by faith. When you accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you came in by faith. faith. Can I get a witness? The same God that saved you, the same God that cleansed you, the same God that turned your life around, is the same God that will provide for you. Come on and talk to me. The same God will protect you. The same God will help you. The same God will give you spiritual power. The fourth chapter of the book of Romans talk about Abraham, because Abraham was a man of faith. And the Bible said that Abraham was not weak in faith. Some of y'all, you got weak faith. You just got enough to get up in the morning. I don't mean any harm, but you need a little more than that. Can I get a witness? You need some faith that will get you down the road. You need faith in the night evening time. You need faith when the storm arising in your life. Oh, come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. In the fifth chapter of the book of St. John, has an interesting story. They said there were some people hanging around the pool of Bethesda, and every time the water would trouble, and the one who would step in first, my Lord, would get healed of any disease that he had. And if you read the scripture, it mentioned different kinds of sickness. Can I get a witness? Because you see, the God that we have, he doesn't just specialize in foot doctor. Can I get a witness? You see, if you have problems with your foot, you got to go to a foot doctor. If you have problem with your heart, you got to go to a heart doctor. If you have problem with your eyes, you got to go to a eye doctor. Amen. But let me tell you, at the pool of Bethesda, they had all kinds of ailments. Can I get a witness? And I come to tell somebody, you don't have to just go to the foot doctor, because when you go to Jesus, he's the number one doctor. He's the all-around doctor. Oh, praise his name. I wish I had a witness in this house. I wish I had somebody that know how to praise him and give him honor and give him glory. When you see me happy, it ain't because I have a whole lot of money. It's because I have a testimony. Can I get a witness? The Bible says, every time the impotent man will get to the pool of Bethesda, somebody will get there before him. Can I get a witness? I can see him coming to the pool of Bethesda, and I can see Mr. Dowler saying to him, you coming again? You were here last year and nothing happened, but I can hear him saying, I'm coming because I know and I believe that it's going to happen. It may not happen last year or many years ago, but one day my healing is going to come. One day my help is going to come. Can I get around? But I come to tell you, do what the man did. Keep hanging around the pool. Keep coming.
come into church. Come when you feel good. Come when you don't feel good. Come when you're down and out. But believe that one day something is going to touch you. Something is going to happen. I come to tell you, God will, he'll fix it, he will, he'll hear your cry. I came to Jesus. Hey!
Do you believe that is going to happen? You got to learn how to talk faith. Nobody have to teach you how to talk doubt, because that's part of your Adamic nature. Because you're born in sin, shaping iniquity. But you got to be born again to have a new mind, a new attitude, a new perspective, and a new spirit. Do you believe that is going to happen? You got to believe when others don't believe. You can't wait for your husband to believe it. He may never believe it. But you got to believe it. Can I get a witness? Don't let others doubt for you. You pick up faith. And let me tell you why my mother and father used to teach us. Because it's true. You got to have faith for yourself. And then you got to have faith for somebody else. How many of y'all know that? I said, how many of y'all know that? Some of us are here today, not on our faith, but on the faith of our mothers, faith of our fathers. They prayed for us. I said, they prayed for us. And God heard their prayer. I said, God heard their prayer. And God not only heard their prayer, but God will hear your prayer. Amen. Don't walk in doubt. Because when you walk in doubt, you'll walk in fear. And if the devil can saturate your life with doubt and fear, then he can control your movements. Can I get a witness? Amen. You know why some people, amen, are not faithful to God? It's because they don't believe in him like they ought to believe in him. Amen. I tell you, if we had a jackpot, amen, of $100,000. Can I get a witness? Amen. If we had a jackpot of $100,000, every time you came to church, you saw that $100,000. Amen. Because we have to have guards around. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if you saw that jackpot, amen, and you knew that one day, amen, we're going to give somebody all of that money. And somebody say, well, I came today. They didn't give it to me. But I'm going to keep on coming till one day I get it. Well, if you do it for the world and you do it for secular thing, can I get a witness? I mean, if you're playing the lottery and you got one out of a million chances to win, and you go and you pay, and you, I don't know how much you pay, amen, but you play the lottery. I'm not trying to get in your business. But if you play the lottery looking for some money, well, why not play Jesus for a while? Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise.